been a beautiful baby.
Michael, not so loud. Keith is sleeping. He's working late tonight. Michael.
Yeah?
What you doing?
Thelma, I got a heavy date tonight, baby. And I'm toning up my pucker power.
Well, I gotta go start dinner.
Dinner? Did I hear somebody say dinner? You know, I thought I smelled gravy in the air.
Bookman, do my eyes deceive me? You're not gonna paint the apartment.
You're right, I ain't gonna paint the apartment. You know, springtime around these projects means only one thing. New graffiti. I gotta clean it up. You know, you should see the things that they've drawn. They're really horrible.
Yeah, Bookman, especially the one of you. The one on the third floor that says continued on the fourth floor.
Yeah, I already covered that one up. Well, you know, all this graffiti makes me hungry.
Put your hands up.
Bookman, eating makes you hungry.
Look, man, I don't have to stand around here to take these insults.
I know you don't. You hear them wherever you go.
Hello, everybody.
Bookman and Michael, I could hear y'all all the way down the hall.
Told you.
Now, you know, it's too nice a day to argue. It's absolutely beautiful outside. Thelma, give me some water,
okay,
please.
Mommy. Hey, Mama, you sure you're sounding in a good mood today?
Oh, and why shouldn't I be? You're up for a nice scholarship. JJ's in Gary and standing a good chance of getting a job. And my two lovebirds still cooing. Maybe.
Mama, mama, mama. Never put an old big mouth book.
Hey, ignore me. Just pretend I'm the invisible man.
Look, when a 2-ton truck parks in your living room, you can't ignore it.
That's it. I'm leaving. I'll just stand here and take all that stuff. Clean off walls and everything.
Hi,
lady.
Man, hi.
Hi.
Oh, Penny and Kim, how nice to see you. Come on in.
Go on, Kim, say it.
You go first. I'm liable to get tongue-tiedness.
We decided it was your idea.
But what if I forget? What if I have stage frightenness?
Roses?
Oh, yeah. Roses are red. Violets are blue. We think you're nice, and your smile is too.
Aww.
You never scold us for the bad things we do. So here is a plant. Just
for you.
Right. For me? No, for Miss Evans. Our favorite bus driver.
Oh, how lovely. Thank you. Ooh, and I got a very special place for a very special plant.
Are all the kids chipped in for it up Florida?
Ah.
Timmy Jones didn't. You know, he took his dime back at the last minute.
Well, I'm sure Timmy had a good reason.
He stole it from Janice. And she kept on punching him until he gave it back to her.
Well, I'm sure that was a very good reason. Well, anyway, this is one of the nicest presents I ever had. And now, how would you girls like to have some milk and some cookies before you go home?
Well, Ma has to work late. Could we stay with you until she gets home? Mm-hmm. Kim's staying all night and we're having a pajama party.
Oh.
Only I forgot my pajamas.
Well, of course you can. Go on in the kitchen. And the graveyard's in bloom. And Wanda, come in. There's nothing to cry about.
You would if you thought of all the poor souls that have managed to drag themselves through the cold, long winter and just pooped out 2 days before spring. Oh, what a gorgeous plant. Emma Jones has one just like it on her tombstone.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Wanda, will you stop it?
I was just trying to cheer you up. Oh, here's a letter for you. It was sent to me by mistake.
Oh.
Won't you have a seat, Wanda?
Bad news?
Something wrong, Ma? It's from the bus company. They say I've got to have a physical.
Hey, Ma, I'm sure it's just routine. All the employees have to take one. Besides, didn't you just say that you were feeling great?
That was before I heard about the physical. Now, you know how nervous those things make me.
Yes! Them doctors probing and tapping. Lester Tate took a physical last year and died. And he lost his job, too.
Ma, don't worry, you'll pass.
I guess you're right. I'm in good health. A little tired, but I'll make sure I get a lot of rest before that physical. When's the schedule for?
Oh, it says 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning?
What? I meant to brought the letter up before, but it just slipped my mind. I've been so busy. All those funerals. I did 8 this week. And that's really living.
Wanda.
I got so beautiful in this place.
Wanda. Oh, Selma, I am too nervous to just sit here doing nothing. Can I help you?
Ma, all I want you to do is just rest for that physical and don't worry so much.
All right. Ooh. How nice you look, Michael. What's the occasion? You got a date?
Somebody we know?
Well, Ma, everybody who rides the elevator knows her. She gets the best write-ups. Mom, I'm just jiving. You know Betty who lives down the hall? We're going out tonight.
Betty?
Yeah.
How'd you get a date with her? Isn't that the girl that all the little fellas are running after?
Mama, I got what they call charisma. You see this here mustache? To all the little project kittens, it's just like catnip.
I'm gonna kiss the prettiest girl in all the projects. Now it's your turn, babe.
Too late, you blew that.
Yeah. I just can't help worrying about that physical. Why does it have to be tomorrow?
Ma, don't worry. Think positive. You will pass.
Yeah, there's no need to worry. I'll show you how easy it will be. I am Dr. Calypso, and there's no need to guess. You'll be out of my office in 2 minutes or less. Your blood pressure's perfect, man, and so is the spleen. The lymphatics are gorgeous, and the eyesight is keen. You passed, Mrs. Evans, so just open your purse on the way out the door. Please play the nurse. It's gonna be easy, Mom.
Oh, I wish it was that easy, Keith.
Cousin, bless you.
All right, everybody, dinner's ready.
All right, good. I'm hungry enough to eat 3 dinners. Then maybe I can get some sleep.
Ma, don't you remember the letter that said you can't eat after 6 o'clock? It upsets the blood test.
Well, it's only a little after 7. My sister won't know if I cheat just a little.
You better not, Mom.
Please don't eat, Miss Evans. You may get failiness.
All right, maybe I shouldn't. So I'll take a nice hot bath. Maybe that'll help me get to sleep.
Ma, you all right?
I'm fine.
Well, y'all, I gotta go. I'll see y'all later. Mama, get some rest, all right?
I will, baby.
Michael, you're not gonna stay and eat dinner?
Thelma, can you do me a favor and leave my stuff in the oven? I got some more important things to tend to right now. Come on, Lips, do your stuff. Ow!
Ma, you sure you're all right?
A loud sneeze is a healthy sign. It's your body's way of telling you that you're running out of Kleenex.
Footsteps are on the stairs. Clump.
clump. Clump! And they're coming closer. I'm coming to get you.
Says this voice.
I'm coming to get you. Then the door opens. Whee! Now the footsteps are in the room. I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get you. I got you!
That's so loud. What happened?
I was scarified.
Ma, we're sorry we woke you up.
That's all right. I couldn't sleep anyway. I was counting sheep, but they all went home. I don't know what's the matter with me. I just can't get to sleep. Where's Michael?
Ma, he'll be home soon. You just get some rest and go back to bed.
All right. Hey, Thelma, send me in a fresh flock of sheep.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm late. But spring inventory at the boutique is like an all-night poker game. It never quits. You know what? Instead of me being able to add up all their merchandise, I spend half the time keeping Mr. Henry's hands off my merchandise. I tell you, he's got more reasons to get you alone in the stock room than the Harry Belafonte got day old. Hey, how you doing, honey?
Hi,
good, thank you. Hi. Are you okay?
I will be if I could get some rest. I gotta take a physical exam in the morning.
Well, you sound like you got the flu flow. Get it, Flo? Flu flow? Oh, you ain't got no sense of humor. Watch this. Kids, flu flow. Conspiracy is going on. Come on, let's go home. Well, you better get some rest.
I could try to if Michael was home.
Honey, Michael is home.
What?
Come here, take a little peek. He kind of busy, though, you know? Flo, you don't look so good. Look, I'll put the kids to bed and I'll be right back.
Okay, baby.
Children, close your eyes. Move. Stop looking. Turn your head. Turn your head.
Thelma, I am really worried. Not being able to sleep. All this sneezing, my pulse is racing. I'm a nervous wreck. Those doctors ain't gonna let nobody in my shape drive no school bus.
Ma, you're building all this up in your mind. You're gonna be all right.
No, I won't. I finally found something that I love and want to do. Something that makes my life worthwhile. Now I'm gonna lose it.
No, Ma, you're not gonna lose it.
Thank you.
How you feel, Flo?
I would say rotten, but I feel worse than that.
Yeah, you hungry. That's what it is.
You got that right.
It's okay.
All right, Mr. Billy D. Williams, that's enough of that. Now come on in.
Yeah, Ma, you know Betty.
Mm.
Well,
baby, I'll talk to you later.
Hi, y'all. Yeah, just cooling out, enjoying the evening with the young lady. Nothing happening.
Hey, Miss Evans, my wife sent up a very special chicken soup just in case you're catching a cold.
Oh, that was so nice of Miss Bookman. But tonight, I'm not allowed to eat or drink anything.
Oh.
Hey, fella.
Hmm?
Can I ask you something? Does this bottomless pit ever fill up? Catching a cold, too, huh?
No, I feel perfectly fine. There's something wrong with this room.
Nothing but you, buffalo butt.
There it is.
What?
That's it. This African pepper plant. You know, a lot of people are allergic to them. I had one a year ago. Sneezed for 3 weeks. I didn't know why. It said plant.
Oh. No!
Yes!
Chicken! That means a lot to me. My kids gave it to me. Are you sure?
Mrs. Evans, if you want to pass that physical tomorrow, you got to get rid of it now.
Well, if you say so, you get rid of the plant, Bookman, and I'll try and get some rest, okay?
Hey, fat boy. Where you going?
Hey.
Now, Flo asked you to take that plant and put it outside.
I'm not touching it.
What?
Hey, Michael. You want to get that plant and get it out of here? Put it in the garbage. On second thought, get it out of the building, dump it in some empty lot.
All right.
Get the harpoon, there she blows.
You see anything out there yet?
Girl, it's so deserted out here, even the muggers are mugging each other.
Why did you have to send Michael with that plant? It's after 3 a.m.
Now, you know you can't eat that banana.
You know you can't eat that banana. You're taking a physical tomorrow.
Well, where is he?
Maybe that's him.
Hello. Yes, this is Mrs. Evans. You what? I'll be right there.
What's wrong?
Michael's in jail. Officer, I'm afraid there's been some mistake. You're holding my boy here, and he hasn't done anything.
They never do. Take a seat. I'll be right with you.
But I...
Come on, Mom. There's no need in making it worse.
You know, I think it's a shame the way they treat good citizens like you and me.
Yeah.
I'm sure you didn't do anything worse than me, and you have to sit and wait here, too.
That's right. Mm. What are you in here for?
Streetwalking.
Streetwalking?
Yeah, I was walking down the street when I saw my man with another chick, so I let him have it right over the head with a frozen ham hock I was carrying.
Oh, my goodness.
That dirty double-crosser, he was with one of those 2W girls, too wiggly and too willing.
If you 2 dames don't shut up, I'll never get all this paperwork done. Is ham hock with a K? Next time, use a leg of lamb, all right, Betsy?
Yeah, sure, Sarge. You know something, sweetie? Men will do it to you every time. I had my entire life savings hidden in a pair of pantyhose. I woke up one morning, and the 20 bucks was gone. You know, Charlie was gone, and so was my best pair of pantyhose. You know something? He even took the egg.
Officer, would you be kind enough to tell me what you're holding my boy for?
Are you related to the prisoner?
I told you that when I came in. I'm his mother, Mrs. Evans.
Oh, then that kid's your son, yeah. Yeah, we caught him in a vacant lot. He gave us some crazy story about dumping a potted plant. He even had the plant as an alibi. And he fits the exact description of the guy who's been attacking all these women in the neighborhood.
My brother's never attacked a woman.
When apprehended, the suspect had lipstick all over him.
His family sure is weird.
Man, he was telling the truth. He was out on a date and he took the plant to an empty lot.
Wait, let me guess. He had a sudden urge to beautify the ghetto, right?
Officer, my son was getting rid of the plant. For me, because it was keeping me from sleeping. Now, I'm allergic to it.
Sure you are, Mrs. Evans. And teensy weensy, itsy bitsy pussy willows turn you into the Wicked Witch of the West.
And guess who's gonna be the first one she turns into a frog?
Sergeant, would you please release my brother?
Are you related to the prisoner?
I just said he was my brother.
Oh, then you must be related to the mother.
By George, I think he's got it.
Look, my mother has a very important physical to take in the morning, you know? And she
Well, we ain't holding your mother.
That's right, Mom. You can go home and get some rest before the physical. We'll take care of this mess.
Keith, I am not leaving here until they release Michael.
Not a chance, lady. Everyone's been complaining about crime in this neighborhood. The mayor complains to the alderman complains to and the captain comes down here and chews the fat off my back. And that kid stays.
On mere suspicion?
Well, we can hold him for 48 hours.
This is ridiculous. Someone ought to arrest you for obstructing justice. What are you sitting here for anyway, to punish the innocent?
Are you angry or something? Do you believe this dude?
Hey, Sarge, we finally caught the guy that's been doing all that attacking. Caught him red-handed. Bring him in.
He's a dead ringer for Michael. Same hair and eyes and everything.
Well, it's a simple mistake. Mrs. Evans will release your son right away.
Well, thanks a lot. Come on.
Oh, Ma, you can't even take that physical. You didn't get any rest.
Thelma, I have got to. Now, you and Keith see that Michael gets home safe.
Okay, Ma. Mrs. Evans.
What now?
Just one more thing. Your property, this planet's yours. Just sign for it.
Officer, I have a better idea. Since you've been so nice to me and my family, I want to give it to you.
Thank you, Mrs. Evans. I'll keep it right here on my desk.
I couldn't think of anyone who deserves it more.
Heard of a physical taking so long.
Hi, is Flo back?
Did she pass?
Oh, we don't know. Well, Lona, we have not seen her all day.
Ma told me about the plant. No wonder it was such a good bargain.
Ma? Oh, poor baby.
We'll help you get your job back somehow, Mom.
Ma, you didn't pass?
Oh, I was so tired, I forgot to be nervous. They told me I'm in perfect health, so I treated myself to a little victory dinner. 4 Big Macs, 3 orders of fries, and a chocolate shake.